And we now have a story about a remarkable Norfolk resident. Some of our listeners live in Thomas Towell House. Thomas Towell was a blind man with vision. He died 200 years ago and is remembered in this month's Let's Talk by Derek James. Here is Alison Applin to tell us more.
They are a window on our world, which we tend to take for granted. But just imagine if the curtains were drawn and we were left to live the rest of our lives in darkness, because we couldn't see. And consider the additional problems caused to members of the blind community this year, with all the issues and restrictions surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. It is bad enough for us fortunate enough to be able to see what is going on, but for those who cannot see and maybe rely on wonderful guide dogs, life must be a daily struggle. People with sight problems are normally a tough, independent group of individuals who deserve our help and support. I often think of a man I knew when we lived in Thetford, the one and only Ted Finch, a man with a guide dog. He lost his sight, but never his sense of humour or his strength and ability to get the best out of life. To say he was well known is something of an understatement. I think he would have got on well with the gentleman who went before him, Thomas Taywell. He was a blind ironmonger who died in 1820 and is buried in Norwich Cathedral, within the chapel of the blind bishop, Richard Nix. It was Thomas who we have to thank for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB, which does such vital and important work across the city and the county. He was the son of Henry and Mary and was born in Wyndham in 1763. His dad was a draper and his mum a member of the Coleman family. When his father died, he left money in a trust, and one of the trustees was his uncle Thomas Coleman, an ironmonger, an occupation young Thomas took up. When and how Thomas lost his sight is not written, but it's clear that he was a man with a heart and a burning desire to help others. Family money helped and was put to good use. "I have," he said in 1804, "for some time cherished an inclination to attempt, at least, the establishment of an institution for the benefit of the indigent blind in Norfolk and Norwich." The following year, people gathered at the Guildhall in Norwich to hear how Thomas had turned words into deeds. He announced he had bought a large and substantial property with 3.5 acres on Magdalen Street in the city, the home of the Right Honourable Lord Bradford. He also added a gift of 1,000 guineas, a huge amount of money in those days, to start the ball rolling. And it did just that. Within a couple of years, more than 2,000 kind-hearted and generous people were helping to pay for the institution. In the early days, it was a tough place to live, but at least it was a place where the blind could go to be safe and fed. People who'd been forced to beg on the streets and live in appalling conditions. There was milk broth for breakfast, bread and butter on a Sunday, meat and dumplings or suet pudding and pea soup for dinner, and bread with cheese or rice milk for supper. Trades such as weaving and basket making were taught, along with making shoes, mats and rugs. This gave the blind people a role in society and raised their profile. There was even a blind band which played at public events. When it was established in 1805, it was the 5th association of its kind in the country, and over the years it has grown and developed in so many ways to become the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, of which we can all be so proud, helping people in so many different ways. Its mission is to support thousands of people with poor sight to remain independent and confident with services operating across the county, one it achieves so well. I think Thomas Taywell, who died in 1820, would be a proud man.
Thank you, Alison. The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, of course, now, Vision Norfolk, and the Chatterbox team works very closely with them.